talk all night about the weather. Could tell you about my friends out on the coast. I could ask a lot of crazy questions or ask you what I really want. Against a window, the sun can shine so bright up in the sky. But Daddy always told me, don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind. So if I said,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden to address the American people this evening from the Oval Office. It will be a prime time explanation as to why he decided to drop out of the upcoming presidential race, with the 2024 election a little over 3 months away. Presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump will be campaigning in North Carolina today. His new body cam video of the attempted assassination on his life is made public.
The police body cam video posted by Senator Chuck Grassley shows officers and Secret Service agents on the roof of the building.
Right there, obviously.
Got it.
Approaching the body of the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, his legs and the AK-style rifle visible in the video. Crooks' father is now speaking out for the first time since the shooting.
We want to try to take care of ourselves right now. Please give us our space.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington will address both houses of Congress today. Protesters angry over his handling of Gaza will be on the streets. This is ABC News. Investigators in Mexico are trying to figure out the cause of an explosion at a tequila factory. Five people were killed. Delta Airlines says it expects to make a full recovery from last week's tech meltdown by tomorrow. The airline hit hard when a bad patch from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike knocked out millions of Microsoft computers. ABC's Faith Abube.
Rochelle Akufo saying Delta canceled her and her daughter's flight to London, the airline rebooking them with a layover of more than 340 hours.
In what world would I have a two-week layover?
Countless unaccompanied minors also stranded after the tech meltdown forced Delta to suspend its program.
It appears that they don't want to dedicate the agents to go handle it.
J.R. Reed scrambling. He says his three children are unable to get home after visiting relatives across the country.
Prime Video getting an AI makeover, the streaming service getting a new interface. Amazon says it will use artificial intelligence to step up the personalization for users. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schibing says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A rainy day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Day two of the Packers training camp turned into a washout.
Christ, I'm going for cover.
Heavy rains falling on fans and players, but head coach Matt LaFleur kept them out there, despite it being nearly impossible for some of the receivers to catch the football, like Dontavian Wicks, who was asked about the forecast.
It was supposed to rain like 7 this morning, but we wasn't supposed to have rain at practice.
Fun?
Yeah, it's always fun to be in the rain, but, you know, get a little advantage to the defense sometimes.
Still nothing new on the Jordan Love deal. Baseball, the Brewers' Colin Ray pitched 5 scoreless innings on the way to a 1-0 shutout of the Cubs in Chicago after they got off to a late start because of rain. The Brewers' Christian Yelich, who's been dealing with a sore back, had to leave the game in pain in the 6th inning. Manager Pat Murphy asked what he thought watching Yelly head for the dugout.
My thoughts. Those are my thoughts.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear down to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Friday, sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
And more of Reality Radio at 9:08. Again, if you want to be in for those Brewer tickets Saturday, 4 tickets to the Brewers and Marlins Saturday night, 6:10 first pitch. Just go to the Civic, download the Civic Media app, go to 98Q and text us the keyword Brewers. We've got a couple entries already, so you'll be in for the drawing, and we'll give those away tomorrow morning. Well, we talk Pioneer Days in Butternut. That's going on this weekend, and of course, that's always followed by Flamborama. So we have Courtney in with the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce to talk a little bit more about that. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Things are gearing up for Flamborama already, and the list of events is impressive, and we're ready for another great weekend. 70, how many years we've been doing this now? 70 plus or so?
71 years.
71 years. One of the longest running continuous community festivals here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be a good one. We are, we're in the home stretch now, so it's busy. And if you see me, I'm going in 87 different directions, but, it's going to be a great event. And, we've got lots of good things in the lineup. We actually just added another one on Friday. The lifeguards at the pool are working on a cool event, and we'll be announcing that coming up once we got all the details. But they're working on planning something really cool to offer there on Friday coinciding with all the children's events that are going on that day.
Okay. All right. So first of all, leading up to that, we do have a big drawing coming up of a raffle that we've been doing with the chamber, right?
Yes, we do. So tomorrow night is the night over at the Lanes at 7 p.m. We are going to draw for the kayak. There are still a few tickets left. So if you haven't purchased your raffle tickets and you want that kayak, make sure to stop in at the Lanes, the chamber office, or even here at the radio station. There are some tickets here as well, so make sure to get that. But you can even, if there's any left, you'd be able to purchase one at the Lanes tomorrow night. But yeah, we'll be drawing our lucky winner, and someone's going home with an amazing kayak.
All right. Fantastic. It's just a unique stretch. I was talking about this yesterday morning, that we're going we're basically covering like a 11-day stretch, and I think like 7 of those 11 days here in the Northwoods, there's live music between here and the Music in the Park and Phillips, and then next Wednesday, Chris Cruzy, and then Harborama, and then live music Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just crazy the amount of days we have just great events and live music outside.
Yeah, it's going to be, let's all just, you know, cross our fingers and toes for good weather, because we've got so much going on and it's going to be amazing. Yeah, you go from Pioneer Days, you get a couple days of rest, Wednesday Night Live, Harvorama, and then Flamborama. So
yeah,
gives people just a little bit of rest between the two things there. You get 2 days where you can just kind of like chill and recoup.
Basically 10 out of 12 days. Yes. There's live music, starting with music Wednesday Night Live tonight over at Chrysler Park. So let's talk about Flamborama itself. And we're up on the north end on 5th Street up there by the tennis courts.
Yes. Yep. We'll be right down there. We've got Friday is like a great day. If you've got kids, it's a wonderful time to come, because there's going to be the Phillips Children's Museum will be there. As always, that is free for everyone to come and enjoy. Thankful to our sponsors who contribute, so we're able to provide that. The Youth Rod Casting Contest from St. Croix Rods will be there. And then the food courts open, so we've got great food. We've got ice cream and barbecue and pizza and tacos, and then all the wonderful carnival foods, the cotton candy, your funnel cakes, all the wonderful things that, you know, probably aren't great for us but are wonderful to enjoy as a special treat.
Deep fried double Twinkie Oreo.
it's the best.
It's a treat once in a while.
Once a year, you got to indulge. It's wonderful.
Yeah, right.
And then we've got, of course, the Sawdust Dig and Chalk Drawing Contest by Northwoods Community Credit Union. They do a wonderful job hosting that event. Free for all the kids to come down and enjoy, and it's super fun. And then at the pool, they are going to be announcing that, but they're going to have a fun event going on in between after the chalk draw contest wraps up, and then right after that you go on down to the fireman's stand for the frog jump contest. And the carnival opens at 6 o'clock on Friday, so there's also the wristband time is from 6 to 10 that evening, so it's a wonderful time to come and save a little money during wristband time. That's always a good one. Mm-hmm. And they're doing wristbands again also on Saturday from noon to 4 is the wristband time.
All right. We got a band with a little bit of a local feel to it in Moniker on Friday night.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. That's going to be exciting. So we have Nolan, who's in Moniker. Copperbox is playing before them. They're a great band. That's going to be a really popular one, I feel. And then Saturday, we've got great entertainment. Again, we have our Micronesian dancers will be performing again from 11 to 1. And that was new last year and very popular. One of our most requested things to bring back. So they'll be down there. And then again, we have a local coming back to perform in Small Town Famous. So that's going to be wonderful. And hopefully everybody comes down to support our local talent performing. And then again, we have Sonic Circus is a new one coming, and they'll be playing after Small Town Famous on Saturday.
All right. Busy day Saturday. It's always a big parade on Sunday with the traditional Robbie V afterwards. Right?
Yes. And the kitty car races before the parade at 10:45. B&B Insurance, they host and do that wonderful event. It is absolutely adorable, and it's so fun to watch. So I encourage, it's again a completely free event to do with your kids. So as they're antsy waiting for the parade to start, it's a perfect thing to go do. It is right downtown where the parade ends up, so it's a great place. Then you can take the kids down, participate in the kitty car races, and they'll race anything on wheels. So like there's rollerblades, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Whatever you have that moves with wheels, you can participate in, so it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, and one event too that's really grown very popular is the Arts and Crafts Fair right downtown. It's been drawing bigger and bigger numbers every year, and a ton of vendors there.
Yeah, we've got over 30 vendors participating, plus all the local businesses that participate and run specials and have their things open. So it's a wonderful time to come down, just check out what everybody has to offer. It's going to be a really great time, and there's going to be food down there as well, because we've got the local businesses that'll be open, and then the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization will be down there as well, doing a little brat fry as a fundraiser. So it's going to be a great time. And no matter where you are, there's going to be great food and fun.
Yeah. And the fire department, of course, has their area where they do food and refreshments there. And the rec arena will be serving some refreshments. And they have the cornhole tournament in there. So it's another great year, great tradition. You can go to parkfalls.com and check out all the events that are going on with the entire thing. And I think we've got, what, the Family Worship Center handling the safe ride for
yes.
us this year, right?
Yes, they are doing that. They do a wonderful job. And it's going to be at the same location they're at every year, right by that entrance there. So right by the over by the pool. So if you need a ride home, stop by and see them. Again, it's offered completely free. They yeah. do that just to help support the community, and that's just a wonderful thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, and take a moment to thank all the sponsors that help make this possible, because without all the businesses that are on the posters and others coming forward to do it, the festival would not be nearly what it is, right?
Yes. I said whether it's money or time, like all these sponsors offer something that really helps bring it. Without their help, these things wouldn't be possible. So all our events, Flamborama and all the future events like Fright Fest, everything like that that we have coming up, and some new exciting ones coming up next year. Sponsors and volunteers are what make these events really run. So yeah. Keep an eye out. We're going to be posting some more thank you posts to our donors on our Facebook page. And we're going to have the TV down at Flamborama on the grounds there, which will have the slideshow featuring all of our wonderful sponsors. And then we're also doing some fun featured posts for all of our organizations that are donating their time to help with the event and that are running fundraisers during the event. So we really want to make sure that they get acknowledged and that people know what they're doing that's helping support.
Yeah, and of course, the Northwoods Classic Car Show, Big G's going to touch on that in a little bit. And kind of what's always in the back of all the events that are going on, kind of in always in your ear, an earworm, is always Beer Can Kenny at the softball tournament doing the play-by-play of what's going on. It's just like you hear that and you're like, oh, Flamborama, this is great. And he does such a great job up there. And that softball tournament has grown. I know they had close to 16 teams, I think, again this year.
Yep. Christian Newberry and Restore You, they do a wonderful job organizing all that. That's a lot of work. And I am so grateful because I don't know anything about organizing a softball tournament. So, like, huge thank you to him for doing that.
Brings so many people to town, as do, and then, of course, we haven't mentioned, but the class reunions and everything else. Somebody messaged me last week, and they were like, "I'm not hearing much about Flamborama. You know what's going on?" And I was kind of like, "Well, people know what's coming. They're resting right now. All right, they're just kind of resting for the weekend. We don't need to buzz about it because we know what it is and what's going to happen, right?"
Yep. There's the posters are everywhere. It's like it's fun trying to hang up the posters everywhere because the bulletin boards, there's so much happening this summer.
Yeah.
Every bulletin board you go by, it is completely packed. Like, if you're looking for something to do, visit any community bulletin board at any of the businesses, and you will find something to do because it is everywhere. It's wonderful.
Chamber poster at parkfalls.com if you want to check out everything we've talked about here today. All right. Did we hit enough? Are we good?
Oh, yeah. I think we covered it.
I think we'll have you next week for a final look at the events going on the following weekend. All right.
Yes.
All right, a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Flamborama right here, Park Falls.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want to plan you're happy with. You can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
All right. Tons of events, tons of stuff going on. We'll talk about an event coming up this Sunday in Phillips. Lynn is with us from St. Teresa Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips to talk with us this morning. Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. Beautiful summer day. Nice weather. Nice weather this weekend. So what do we have happening at St. Teresa's this weekend?
Okay, on this Sunday, it's our parish picnic.
Okay.
We're going to start out with breakfast at 9 a.m. And breakfast includes French toast, pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, fruit cups, milk, orange juice, and coffee. And there will be gluten-free pancakes upon request. All right. So if somebody needs gluten-free, it will be available for them.
Sure. Okay, Sunday morning, start serving at 9, you said?
9 a.m., yes.
All right. Very good. And that'll be right there at the church?
At the church.
Okay. All right. So all kinds of great food for you. Kick off your Sunday with a great meal there.
Yep.
All right. And any other activity? What else? Any other thing going on along with that?
Yes, we do. The Phillips Moose Lodge is going to co-sponsor bingo with St. Therese. So they're coming in to set up and to run the bingo.
Okay.
Take down. We also have the Children's Museum that is coming in. So we will have games and stuff for the kids to do. We also have a cakewalk, a lollipop, a tree that they can pull lollipops, and a lollipop guest game.
All right. All kinds of stuff going on. All right. Yeah. And bingo, what time will the bingo start for those? A lot of bingo fans.
Okay. The bingo will start at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So all the events will go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So breakfast at 9, and then all kinds of events right out there in the parking lot area there, I would assume?
Yes.
From 10 until 1.
Right.
All right. So bingo, Children's Museum, and all kinds of family fun there in Phillips to celebrate the tradition, the Catholic Church, of course. St. Therese has been there for how many years? A lot of years.
A lot of years.
a lot of years. And the beautiful new church they have there, of course, a few years back. So.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We're also providing a picnic lunch. So that starts at 11. So if you missed out on breakfast, you can join in for lunch. There will be brats and hot dogs. If you want just a brat or a hot dog, it's $4. Otherwise, for a plate, it's $6, and that includes a brat or two hot dogs, beans, pickles, chips.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All right. So if you miss breakfast at 9, you can do the brats and stuff at 11 or do both, whatever you want to do there.
Yep, exactly.
All right. And bingo going on, too. So lots going on at St. Teresa's Church in Phillips on Sunday. Anything else we missed there?
Oh, we have raffle baskets.
Okay.
So anybody that would like to purchase a ticket for the raffle baskets. And we also have a meat raffle basket. That basket is worth $200, and it has a variety of meat.
Okay. All right. And they can buy tickets on Sunday?
On Sunday.
It'll be given away then.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else we missed, Lynn? That's a lot. That's a lot going on.
Nope, that should be it.
All right. Everybody pulling together to make it happen. So 9 a.m., a breakfast at St. Teresa's in Phillips right on Highway 13. 11 a.m. for lunch, and then all kinds of stuff, bingo and children's museum and raffles and fun going on until early mid-afternoon.
Right.
On Sunday. All right. Lynn, good luck. Should be nice. You're plenty, be warm, 80, 85, that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're looking for a day that we have sun.
Yeah, I think you'll have it. I think you'll be good. All right, Lynn, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Lynn with St. Teresa's Catholic Church, St. Teresa Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips.
It's What Is It Wednesday at Nemuth Implement in Stettinville. Go to their Facebook page right now. Guess what the part or product is? Then don't answer. Call or stop in and get 5% off your next purchase up to $100 discount. Nemuth Implement in Stettinville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest running community festivals in the state, Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt.
Fast food and city lights, supermarket paranoia setting in. Dressed up to be dressed down, a Vegas mantra growing in my head.
It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
All right, more of Reality Radio. We have the Park Falls Farmers Market we're going to talk about in just a little bit. So stay tuned there. Big G is supposed to get his butt in here. All right, come on. Darla was going to shut the door. I'm all alone in here. I can't talk to myself.
Well, I haven't heard that, Bruce.
Well, I do talk to myself. By the way, to the person who messaged me about coming into the station, yes, stop on by. Apparently, the president of the Big G Fan Club may be joining us. So, stop on by. That's fine. If you want to text us the keyword Brewers, you'll be in for four tickets for Saturday's Brewer game. Saturday night, 6:10, Brewers and Marlins. It's over a $200 value. So text us the keyword Brewers sometime today, and we'll announce the winner for that tomorrow. Good to have the folks in Clam Lake listening. Watch out for the... for the elk up there, all right, running around, to be careful. Big G.
Yes, good morning, Joel.
You and several others put together one of the bigger classic car shows that you'll see in the Northwoods. Last year you guys pushed 100, didn't you, like 90-some or something like that?
Yeah, 97 registered, but Man, we had over 100 cars in the park. Some folks just kind of show up there and want to check out all the cars and bring their classic cars. And the club, of course, we park our cars up there, do not put them in the show, but just for display. So,
yeah.
Fills up the park nicely.
That was a big show last year.
It was one of our biggest.
Yeah. I was up there, and there was some really, really cool cars, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. We're hoping for great weather this year and hoping to have a big show again.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us what we got going on. Great sponsors help to bring these cars in because there's trophies and all kinds of stuff that the classic car people just love and love to be a part of. So tell us who makes it possible.
Yeah, like any other event, it's the great community of Northwoods businesses here that step forward and sponsor trophies for us every year. Again, the car show is going to be next weekend, a week from Saturday, August 3rd, there at the Schwabgen High School. Starts at 9 o'clock, runs till 3 o'clock. There's no admission for spectators to get in. If you want to register a vehicle, it's $10 a day of the show. And we got classes all the way from 1900 all the way to present and everything in between. So, people's choice, best of show. And look forward to seeing everybody August 3rd at the Northwest Classes Car Show. But I want to get to very important, as you were saying, Joe, it's very important to thank our sponsors.
And soon to come, by the way, the Prius division. So
The Prius can get in there.
Yeah.
It's an original car. You can go to the original class right there. Or, if you want to put some fancy maybe some deer antlers on it or something like that. You can throw it in a special interest class.
You talked to my wife. You talked to my wife about that, right?
Yeah, I heard you got a lot of extra Christmas stuff.
Maybe see all that?
Yeah, make an elf out of it or something like that. You know, maybe.
I do have a lot of extra Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, yeah, I want to thank all our sponsors for the 2024 car show, and I want to apologize ahead of time if I omit anybody. It's not intentionally. Well, we're just going to start at the top here, and Anderson's Body Shop, Scott and Bob have been longtime sponsors of our show. They're located in Phillips. Fred Oswald from Matheson Oswald in Park Falls, accounting there. Forward Bank, Park Falls, and soon they have their new branch up there in Phillips, their new building up there, so looking forward to that. Warg Auto and Truck Center right in Phillips. Phillips Service Center. Diana and Jake over there at State Farm Insurance. Northwoods Realty, Tim and Kayla, new over there in the Northwoods Realty team. The Country Cafe, Karen and Kelly down there, great food. Jay's Automotive in Park Falls. Restore You, Henry and the gang over there at Restore You in Park Falls. Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips. D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. The Park Falls Family Restaurant. Jack's Corner Bar, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Fifield Lions Club. Be sure and visit their food booth up there. They're going to have brats. They're going to have corn on the cob, hot dogs, donuts, and coffee in the morning. And this year, one of our Lions, Carl, is going to make a brisket sandwich. So great food up there at the Northwoods Fastest Car Show.
Yeah.
Hastings Concrete, Schwabigan Home Furnishings here in Park Falls. Signature Sign and Graphics and Butternut. They do all our trophies, and they sponsor our Best of Show trophy. You just heard from Glenn here talking about the Pioneer Days. AC Carpet Plus, Roy and Michelle down there in Fifield. Fifield Grocery and Smokehouse, John and Kim down there. Great bacon, great steaks, and get some bourbon to go with it. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Terry and Lisa down there. Great food and great place to go eat here in Fifield. And, of course, I want to thank 9 Day Q Country and the Civic Media Group here, right here, for having us on and letting us thank our sponsors, announce our car show. And Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, thank the Schwamman High School, John Oswald and everything for the great venue he lets us use every year. Print and Copy, Loft and Print and Copy in Park Falls. They do all our printing for us, our posters and all of our forms. And Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Westwood Golf, Sand Trap Bar and Grill, Northern Lights and Lanes here in Park Falls, Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, Birch Street Funeral Home, Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield. Want to thank Police Chief Marv Neveler. He always comes up and presents our Best of Show trophy for us, and he also leads our classic car parade, which immediately follows our show, so those folks that can't make it up to the car show have a chance to see the vehicles.
All right.
Yeah, and then we've got, of course, I want to thank all the Northwoods Classic Car Club members that step forward every year and do all the behind-the-scenes work, as well as the work at the show and registration and counting ballots and parking cars. And thanks to all our club members. And tonight we have a cruise over to John and Heidi's Happy Days over in Cannon, one of my favorite places to eat. So we'll meet at 5:30 at the Park Falls hardware store over here, and then we cruise over to John and Heidi's Happy Days in Cannon.
All right.
We got Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill. Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut, of course, just opened up here about a month ago, so great food out there, and congratulations to Lena and Frank on their new venture out there at Northern Pines here in Butternut, and, of course, Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. We've got CNR Power Sports, Carl and Phyllis over there. And we've got, of course, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Cannon, Wisconsin, is a sponsor. And Jeff Heikening Roofing out of Phillips. And the Price County Review. Well, I think I've got them all there, Joel, but like I said, I do apologize if I omitted anybody.
Missed so anybody, we'll get them on next week.
We'll get them on next week. So, again, Northwoods Classic Car Show. Going to be August 3rd, next Saturday.
All right. Shuttle running back and forth, so people want to use that, right?
Yeah, BART bus service. Forgot to thank them. We're going to have a shuttle service there that will drop off come from the car show, drop off by the movie theater there so you can take in the arts and crafts show right there on 2nd Avenue. And then it's going to go back around on the highway and drop off in front of the festival grounds there so you can take in all the music and entertainment up there, and then back up to the car show. Runs about every 20-25 minutes.
Very cool. All right, we'll check in again with you next Wednesday for some final notes on the big show.
All right, sounds good, Joel.
Saturday of Flamborama, Saturday, August 3rd, Northwoods Classic Car Show right here in Park Falls.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Live music coming up next week for Wednesday, July 24th in Park Falls at Prizer Park is Lance Black, a rhythm guitar player and singer who uses backup musical tracks for whole band sounds. And for Thursday, July 25th in Phillips at Elk Lake Park is Iron Mule. Both events start at 6 p.m. and we hope to see you there.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Enjoy summer celebrations with great family fun and head to the 66th annual Pioneer Days, July 26th through the 28th in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Grab a seat and listen to some great free entertainment. Friday the 26th, performing on the outdoor stage from 8 p.m. to midnight, it's Blame It on Waylon. At 6 p.m., it's the Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Tournament. Treat yourself to some great food. Vendors include Double D's, Bobbers, Lola's Lunchbox, Lamoureux Concession, Fat Daddy's, Fights Barbecue, Kettle Corn Castle, and the Butternut High School senior class will be manning the Pavilion Kitchen. A big thank you to these great sponsors, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Greg Wagner Plumbing.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
More of Reality Radio, 937. Look at the afternoon guy coming in early. Greg Henderson's here.
Where?
How we doing?
Good morning, Joel.
pulling the short shift today with the Brewers, 1 o'clock. They got rain delayed yesterday. That game didn't wrap up till like after 11 last night, the Brewer game.
If that happens today, I'm going to have nothing to do.
Yeah, you're going to have nothing to do. Well, we have the Park Falls Farmers Market. People put the earbud in your ear there and listen to the Brewer game and then walk on down to the Park Falls Farmers Market because it is popping, Gray. It's popping.
I've been intimidated away. I was there, I think it was the first week they did it this year, and I was there briefly the third week, and I drive by lately and I see just a lot of people that look hungrier than I am, so I've left off, but today might be the day. We've got a big, beautiful list.
Yeah.
Looks like mushrooms, blueberries. Blueberries are there. Did we have blueberries last week, or is this week one with blueberries?
This is the updated one, so somebody found some more, I guess.
Those in the know, yeah, they've got blueberries. Yeah. Shiitake and golden oyster mushrooms again, green beans, sugar snap peas, and shelling peas, bunch of roots, radishes, kohlrabi, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. Where is it? There it is. Burpless cucumbers. Yeah. They're on the list
the
again.
Old burpless cucumbers.
Zucchini, onions, beets. Fresh greens, tomatoes. Did we talk about that like live on 98Q Country? We looked at it. They are actually burpless. They're lacking this compound that makes you burp, apparently. Red potatoes, local honey and maple syrup, maple sugar. I've been doing fun things with that lately. Barrel aged maple syrup, eggs, breads, white bread, sweet potato pie bread, sourdough, fry pies, cinnamon rolls, and all the jarred goodies. Fruit jams and butters, pickles, salsa, jalapenos and beets. Grass-fed black Angus beef. I don't think that's in a jar, but even if it was. Freeze-dried foods, dog biscuits, and more. There'll be a variety of succulents, too. Let's see here. Meeting event at the market on Wednesday, July 31st will be Children's Day. So next week's is Children's Day at the Farmers Market with a variety of activities. More details next week.
Organically raised, free-ranging donuts, fresh grown. I love those. Those are wonderful.
Do they leave the legs on those free-range donuts before they serve them up?
Until I started reading the list of Farmers Market stuff, never, ever in my life did I ever go see a pickle, eat it while I was eating a pickle, thinking to myself, man, I'm going to be burping now. I've never done that. And I grew up, Boyceville, Wisconsin, there's still a sign, pickle capital of the world. Back when I grew up, we raised pickles. That was my very first job. We raised pickles. And I guess maybe people have problems burping while they're eating pickles, but I guess I've never thought about it before.
I guess you can teach an old DJ new fears, huh?
Yes. They got the burps. The burps down there. What a great, we're looking forward, Gray, next Wednesday. Now, Civic Media is a sponsor of Chris Cruzy, and we don't want to any way demean any of the live entertainment going on all around that, but Chris is kind of a nationally known artist. He's a pretty big deal, and we're looking forward to being down there for that big event next Wednesday.
I'm stoked. I am absolutely stoked to be there as part of the Civic Media family, especially. That's just going to be fun. Unadulterated fun.
Yeah, and I think Shane Kronberger's warming up for him down there, so that's going to be a hoot. All right. Thanks for taking me off the hook there on all that good stuff at the farmer's market.
So welcome.
All right, you bet.
Tune out the office, blah, blah.
Attention, station employees. The mandatory staff meeting will commence in 15 minutes.
And tune in the country. Yeah, boy. Stream us all day at work.
We are killing it online.
98Q Country.
We'll hit on a few more events going on around the area in just a moment here. Reality Radio winding down. A couple songs for you. We'll come back with some more local stuff going on.
Getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My stunning like a cloud of dust. My heart always wants to run. Oh,
want me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta lie to her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances the cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. And right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only gotta find her.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa-oh. Can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall on.
Mr. Joe Nichols and 98Q as we wind down reality radio. Couple notes I want to throw your way here. Tomorrow is the big grandstand show, the Legends of Country Music at the Taylor County Fair. It's right in Medford. It's an easy drive here from the Park Falls and Phillips area. If you want to see Red Higgins live in concert, he is sounding so good. I saw him last weekend up in Ironwood. He's sounding good, he's looking good, and I think you'll enjoy the show. And it's supporting their local VFW. They're doing a lot of good work down there in the Medford area. The VFW post 5729, 147, and 5729. Okay, 5729. So that's tomorrow, 7 o'clock in Medford. And the cost, I believe, at the door is $25. But again, this is you're making a donation to the VFW and you get to see a great show. You want to get a ticket ahead of time? You can do that at the Forward Bank in Medford. And the Abbey Bank down there, the radio station down there has them too, WIGM in Medford. They're a little bit cheaper, $20 in advance. So that's going on tomorrow night. Tonight, up in Copper Falls, they're doing a Dark Skies event. And that's happening at 9 o'clock. You can learn all about what all that stuff up in the sky means and all the stars. And they'll have, it'll be an adventure led by the Bad River Natural Resource Wildlife Specialist and the Park Naturalist. So that's tonight at 9 up at Copper Falls State Park, up by Mellon. Also wanted to mention that the the annual VFW Mercer Area Post number 9536 is having their beef sandwich fundraiser on Saturday. And that's going on from 11 to 2 at the newly renovated post at 4299 N Old Highway 51, just past the Lazy Ace Saloon. And tickets are $15 for that. So that's another event for you to think about taking part in. We thank all the guests for being a part of our show. We'll archive this whole thing, as we do always, under the podcast section of 98qcountry.com. Now, again, one reminder, again, we're giving away 4 Brewer tickets for Saturday night's Brewer game when they take on the Miami Marlins. It is a 6:10 first pitch. And all you need to do to enter is just shoot us the keyword Brewers. And to do that, it's on the Civic Media app. It's free to download on your phone. That'll let you listen to 98Q and our sister station 103.1 right on your phone anytime. So download the Civic Media app. Go to 98Q. Hit text Brewers. You're done. You're in. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning. Travis standing by. He'll take you till Brewer time at 12:30, and then Gray Gunderson this afternoon. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term.
Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Lynn Stunkel, a complete rain gutter is ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear down to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Friday, sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. Perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered what she photoshopped, or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in LA? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along.